The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Listening that occurs because you're really removing the interactive component, or we talked about the component of wanting to respond to what someone's saying, or also someone saying something that would get us thinking about what we would say, and just the purity of coming back. The simplicity, really, of coming back to just listening.
And what was that experience of that simplicity?
I found it really lovely, and just a kind of slowing and deepening that just started to happen right towards the end. Because for the first maybe 75% of it, I was so like, oh, yeah. Like what I would say if we were talking. And then I kept going, no, I'm just listening. And then towards the end, it was like, oh, I'm just listening. And then if I had stayed with it longer, there would have been even more of a slowing and a dropping mm-hmm. in me from mm-hmm. that just listening place. Yeah.
Thank you.
What I'm aware of with listening to people, whether here or at work, is the listening does drop. And then there's a... almost like in the listening, there's a pointing to a deeper feeling that the person may be having going on. And then asking the question of, are you feeling whatever it is? And I do this at work with the staff. And it's kind of like listening, and then hearing something that's a pointer to a deeper. And then if the person... is willing, then the discussion will go deeper and there'll be deeper exchange between me and other.
Mm-hmm.
And in that is intimacy. I mean, so that's what I'm observing about the process of listening in my life.
I think that's a really important aspect to listening, that in listening to someone else, you're also listening inside. And that, I think, is where you get that pointer. You know, too. So that's definitely a skill to essentially not just, it's like, it's not just putting 100% of the attention on what the person is saying, but there's also a landing here in the listening too. Yeah. Thank you.
We ended up talking in the last 4 minutes about feedback and whether we as listeners offer nonverbal feedback or verbal feedback, and we pretty much agreed not to offer verbal feedback, but there's an expression that you're expressing attention and that you're understanding, but we don't want to shape it, and as we said, you know, no judgment to it, you know, no rolling of the eyes or anything like that. So we'd like to hear what your thought about that is.
About the
Nonverbal feedback uh-huh. when you're listening.
I had a little bit of anxiety about, like, maybe I was going to be tested later. So as Diana was... she said her first kind of bit section of her response. And then as she was saying the second part, I was trying to pay attention to that, but also remember the first part and like create categories in my head. And then she got to the third or fourth, and I'm still sort of, I thought I was going to be put on the spot maybe, and had some anxiety about like performing, you know, mm. and introducing her perhaps, and that you would all maybe judge me about how much I knew or did not know about her.
It's a really great thing to see happening. I mean, so you were present enough to see that happening. Yeah. And that, that's an interesting phenomenon that can happen while you're listening to somebody, that's kind of, there's a habit of creating the categories, trying to remember. And sometimes actually in the Dharma mentoring relationship, letting go of trying to remember can actually be a skill. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. sit on?
I'm going to repeat for the third time. Now, with volume.
It's being recorded, so you got the recorded.
So that'll all be... That's all going to be edited out, right, in post-production by Arthur. I was, you know, watching quite carefully what was going on in the interaction, and the interesting thing about Judy's talk to me, and I experienced this with some of the people that I, my local sort of sitting group, is that what she's telling me about in the beginning is something I know nothing about, her particular kind of life ways and the sort of conditions of her inspiration for being involved in the program. And it was very interesting to just sort of watch for the things I did recognize and identify them really with labels without thinking very much about them. And I could then find things that I could identify, like, oh, there's excitement here, or there's this here, or there's that there. To me, that's a very powerful thing about this exercise, and the idea that listening, really listening to someone closely, really being present in that listening act, is also about listening within, is a really important takeaway for me today. So,
thanks. And maybe one more. Yeah.
I think it's so important for me to notice when I'm really staying open and when I'm pulling back. There's a certain aloofness. You know, you can listen with this kind of aloofness. And I think the other person feels that. And there's a way of attuning with someone, really meeting them where they are. And I have a lot of practice doing this at home with my 15-year-old daughter, trying to attune. And it's been a really important practice for me, right? Because there's a way that you can really begin to pull back and notice where that edge is and try to re-engage, to reopen.
And sometimes the pulling back is information. What happens in your experience when you're engaged with somebody might be partly your own stuff, might be your own sense of had enough of this or ready to do something else, have something else in your mind, so there's a kind of a pulling back. Or it might be a response to the content, you know, that somebody's really expressing a lot of suffering, and there's a kind of a, ooh, that's a lot, and so a pulling back from that. And sometimes the pulling back might, well, we'll talk about this more, I think, as the program goes on, because this is kind of in the deeper layers of the Dharma mentoring relationship, that sometimes the information that pulling back or whatever happens here is somehow reflective of the relationship itself. So that pulling back might not just be about you. It might have something to do with what's happening the other person as well. And that's something to take a lot of care with. I mean, you don't just assume that that's happening with somebody else, but to not necessarily assume that what's happening, like for instance, oh, there's pulling back, oh, I need to fix that, I need to attune. But there might be, oh, can I attune to this feeling of pulling back? Rather than having an idea of what it means to attune. Does that make sense?
I guess I was thinking more in terms of, you know, being aware of the shutting down, and one can be aware of that and notice what's getting triggered, but then there can be, you know, conscious choice then to, you know, what are you going to do with that? Where are you going to go with that? Being very aware of there being a choice, you know. You can pull back or you can open, and what's skillful in that moment.
Do you want to say anything about that?
I think you have to figure out each time. I mean, sometimes you just want to tell them. Occasionally, not always, but occasionally, you might say, you know, as I'm listening to you, I find myself pulling away or closing down. Can you think of any reason why that might be the case? And then they say, yeah, this happens to me regularly when people, when I talk to people, they're closing down. No one's ever asked me about it before. You know, because maybe that's the effect they want to have on you. You know, people start telling you some gory detail of their suffering or terrible things, but it isn't just the information that you need to have. It's they're like, they want you to kind of, you know, have an effect, you know, for you to pull back. The fact that you feel like you're pulling back might say something about what they're doing underneath the surface. There's so many different layers. There's so many different possibilities. It might be all about you. It might remind you of something in your life. It might be all about them. But it's always good to stop and pay attention to your reaction. To always take it as information as opposed to taking it as wrong. Seeing it as wrong is not helpful. Yeah.
I'd like to ask a question about Andrea's response a moment ago about I forget the words. You said take a look at why you drew back. I don't know quite how you said that.
Yeah, I said.
Well, information, yeah. Yes, but you gave, there was a, you know, and you said then to take a look at it. At that moment that you're doing that, I can't speak for you, but when I do that kind of thing, I'm not listening anymore.
This is where the skill happens, that there's the possibility of simultaneously tracking inside and outside. So that's where the skill develops.
So then, there's a question for me that follows. Like all skills, they happen in sequence. What's the first step to developing that skill? Since that's why we've
What we just did, listening, and listening not only to, so the practice of that listening. While you're listening, you're hearing what they're saying and you're understanding what they're saying, and you're also kind of exploring, and how is it to be listening? What's happening in here? Several of you have mentioned, noticing how you respond to what's being said. So there's not only the content, it's like you're not 100% out there on the content. It's like, that person's talking about this and that, and you're creating the reality of what they're saying in your mind, and that's all that's happening. But that while you're listening to that, you're also recognizing, while they're saying that, I feel a contraction, or I feel a pulling, or I feel that shutting down, or I feel an engagement or an interest. So that while listening, you are exploring the inner landscape as well. And so that what we just did is the very exercise place, the very place for that to begin. And you know, you could do this in your pairs. You know, this month that might be a good thing to explore with each other, to practice that listening again. Yeah. And we should probably take our break.
Yeah.
What do you think? 15 or?
Yeah, I think we need at least 15. Let's keep it to 15. So we'll start at
10 after
3, and hopefully we can do the final piece in the 50 minutes we have. Just like in the chaplaincy.